Well, Canada's MAID law, the Medical Assistance in Dying Act, is kicked into high gear. It's one of the craziest laws in the world, and a lot of other World Economic Forum-based countries are following suit right now. But Canada's leading the charge on medically assisted suicide, and an unbelievable story came across our desk with a father asking the court in Canada to stop their 27-year-old daughter's MAID death. So he's asking the court to stop her death. The father doesn't want his daughter to die, yet she's been put on the list to be MAID-ed by Canada. Wants a Calgary judge to continue its injunction, which prevents her from accessing MAID. That's what the father is asking for right now. He also wants a judicial review into the doctor's approval of his daughter for MAID. So what exactly is happening here? Let's ask David Creighton, who writes at the Post-Millennial, and he's a journalist in Canada who also has this great YouTube channel, Creighton's Right. David, you've been following the MAID story for a while here. So this Calgary father of a 27-year-old autistic girl has been put on the MAID list. How does that happen without the parents' approval so that she's going to be marshaled off to death and he can't do anything to stop it?
Well, that's just one of the real burning questions here, Clayton. But I think what the father wants to know is a very simple question. How is my daughter eligible for MAID? How is my daughter eligible to be euthanized? Because according to the criteria, medical practitioners must determine through an assessment that the person has a grievous and an irremediable medical condition that causes intolerable and enduring physical or psychological suffering. Now, we can't name these people because there's a publication ban, but there's a father and a 27-year-old daughter, as you mentioned, Clayton. The father is saying, what is wrong with my daughter? He says he believes autism has affected his daughter, and I can't comment on how much or how little that is part of this because we don't know. But the father is saying, what medical condition does she have that is so irremediable that she's being offered MAID? And nobody is going to tell him. And that is what is so disturbing about this. Not only can a father not reach out and try to save the life of his daughter, but the doctors involved in this, and there has to be two doctors who give the okay to go ahead with MAID. Neither of these doctors are willing to say what the issue is here. Why is she eligible for MAID? Now, we just heard from Mark Holland, the Minister of Health in Canada, that MAID for the mentally ill was going to be put off until 2027. Looks like it's a done deal for 2027, but because of the massive pushback there's been from people like you and I about this issue, the federal government has decided to put it on the back burner for 3 years. So if medical issues are not involved here, and if they are involved here, that doesn't make her eligible for MAID. Right. So why is she eligible for MAID? And I think the father has the right to at least know why his daughter is being classified as eligible for MAID. Because as far as he's concerned, she doesn't meet the criteria.
Well, it's unbelievable to me that a government would be able to decide to euthanize someone's child. I mean, and you can't do anything about it? That it somehow fits some level of, I don't know what the criteria is. Again, if she has autism or what puts her on some sort of a list that the government, the Canadian government, has the right to put someone's child to death without him being able to say, no, you can't do that. The fact that he even has to go through a court is, I mean, it's mind-blowing to me. This sounds like something that I would have read in a science fiction novel.
And that's exactly how it sounds. And you know, this isn't the first time we have come up against this intractable MAID system that just seems to want to offer this as a solution.
Right.
You recall we did a story a couple of months back about the Victoria woman who had supposedly incurable cancer. And instead of getting her an operation in Canada, the health authority said, why have you considered MAID? Now, that's right. An easy way out because you're going to die anyway. It turns out that she didn't die because, as we reported, she went to the States, Ohio, I believe was the state she went to get an operation. And she's now living free of cancer. So turns out she didn't need MAID either, because her condition was not irremediable. She was able to get treatment for it. So why are these doctors wielding this kind of power to the point where parents can't even know why their children are going to be euthanized in this process? This is very disturbing. And it also, the question comes to mind, why is Alberta not fighting back about this? Because as any Canadian knows, in Canada, healthcare is a provincial concern. It's under the jurisdiction of the provincial government, heavily funded by the federal government, but in the end, it's a provincial concern. So why is Premier Danielle Smith, who certainly put her foot right in the gender ideology issue and said, hey, in Alberta, we're not going to go with the dictates or the suggestions of the Trudeau government. We're not going to authorize sex changes for 12-year-olds. Why is she not saying, well, I think the doctor should at least tell the parent here what's going on? And I don't understand why this healthcare system in Alberta, which is representing a province that is the most conservative, small c conservative in Canada, and is certainly, I think if you took a poll of Albertans, you would get a remarkable number of Albertans who are opposed to euthanasia, who are opposed to medical assistance in dying. So why is this province not fighting back? Just like it did not fight back when Annette Lewis, a Canadian woman from Alberta, was denied a transplant, a life-saving transplant, because she refused to get the COVID vaccine. Once again, Alberta did nothing. Alberta healthcare did nothing about that. I think that's shocking.
No, it's very interesting because we've been holding up Alberta as like a bastion of hope for Canada right now, right? And so it's very odd. I want to ask you about the doctors, though, the piece of this that I find curious. You brought it up, why the doctors signed off on this, of this girl being put on the MAID program. The doctors had to sign off on this, two of them. Are they getting some kind of a kickback from the federal government, or is there some kind of a threat being hung over their head if they don't sign off on this?
I certainly wouldn't want to comment on whether they're getting kickbacks, but do I see collusion here between doctors, between the medical system and the Trudeau government? Yes, I do. I see definite collusion, and I see a reluctance on the part of so many doctors to say, hey, have you considered living, right, dying? Have you considered what you might need to do to make life manageable? Is suicide the only option for you? Instead, in far too many cases, we see doctors saying, hey, have you considered suicide? And there's another example I can give you right now, and it's probably something I should be following up with more vigorously, but there's a number of class action suits going on right now against the COVID vaccine. One of them is a woman named Kayla Pollock, who says she was paralyzed by the COVID vaccine. Now, whether or not she goes any further with that class action case and whether it's successful or not, guess what she was offered by the Canadian healthcare system in lieu of
let me guess,
being treated?
Suicide.
MAID. Yeah. Yes.
Not some,
you're paralyzed.
Not some, yeah, sort of money or financial help or assistance, or maybe retrofitting your house now because we've paralyzed you. We're just going to offer you a simple way out, which is just the MAID program. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I tell you, Clayton, Trudeau's Canada is becoming a nightmare state. And every day when I wake up and I look around, I read the headlines and I survey the news and I write the news, or I do a broadcast or I appear in your show, I'm saying we're looking more and more like Nazi Germany every day. And that used to be hyperbole to say that. It used to be a horrible exaggeration, and I would never have stooped to that. But it is getting that bad, not only with this MAID that is, even though it hasn't been officially extended, it seems to be open for anybody now who really wants it. Go ahead, we'll sign off on it. And of course, you know, with the Online Harms Act, we're into a position of thought crime and locking people up for what they think.
Yeah,
what
life
they say.
Life imprisonment, right? Life imprisonment is what the Trudeau government wants to do. I mean,
exactly. And what scares me though about this, Clinton, is that if doctors can do this without any kind of legal restraint from the parents, how far is this system going to go even though the federal government is not extending it in terms of mental health? Is it already there? Is it already doing this? How little do we know about this MAID system and about how far it's already progressed? Right. Because when I see this, I'm saying, you know, maybe the federal government hasn't officially sanctioned mental health as a criteria, but is that how, in effect, it's operating? That's a question I think we need to answer, because this story is not just pertinent to the issue. It's very important to understand what's going on here behind the scenes. This is a nefarious, odious system. Euthanasia is like a cancer. And unfortunately, that's what they're recommending for real cancer. Is if you're sick at all, maybe MAID's your solution.
Yeah. I can't believe I'd be saying this, but cancer is actually better. Cancer is actually better than MAID right now. And it's not necessarily a death sentence, as one of your examples was, flying to Ohio, not having to take part in the MAID program. Oh, man. Well, hopefully this father is able to get this court to take action on this, because this is just appalling. David Creighton, great to see you. Thanks for staying on top of this story.
Thank you so much, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.